Hey, honey, have you seen my favorite pair of fuzzy socks? I was checking the laundry, but I couldn't find them. Are you okay? Oh, you're really trying to lie to me right now? With your face looking like that? I don't think so. Yeah, you want to try again? Okay. Let's try again. Was probably worse. You are completely terrible at hiding anything. So, come on, fess up. Or do I need to tickle torture you? Oh. Okay, sorry. Like, it was a joke. Don't need to lash out at me like that for suggesting tickling. Wait a second. No. See, this is what we're not going to do right now. Time out. I'm calling time for a check-in right now. Because I'm worried about you. You're lashing out at me for something so minuscule, and you have been like all over the place the past couple days, and it's been really wearing me. I've been trying to give you some space, but that's not working apparently, so I'm calling a check-in because we need to sit down and talk. No, stop telling me everything is fine. Know you hate when people try to read into your emotions and tell you're feeling something when you say that you're not. But I know you. And right now, I know you don't want me to worry, and you're probably trying to keep it all in. But I'm worrying either way. So can you please just open up, tell me what's wrong? Maybe I can help. You're always telling me to open up and tell you when I need something. So, tables have turned, Missy. Now. Wait. Why didn't you come to me with this? You didn't tell me when I asked you for a check-in the other day either. Oh my God. You are so stubborn. And I love you. I do. Oh my gosh. No, I would have understood. I know that dom drop is a serious thing, and I can't help unless you let me help. We promise to be open with one another and honest, completely honest. And sometimes I let you slide with bottling up feelings because, like, I know it's difficult. And I mean, it's difficult for most people, except for me, because I am just like, lay it all on the table all the time, way too open for my own good. But that is besides the point. We are talking about you right now. So, yeah, I mean, I'm upset that you didn't come to me like we agreed on. but it isn't your fault, and I'm getting my panties in a bunch because of my own insecurities, my own things right now. And again, we're not talking about me, we're talking about you. So, what else about this? Like, are there any particular reasons? Like, things that have been spinning around in that noggin that are keeping you upset? What? No, of course I don't just think of you as some kink dispenser. Baby. I'm gonna say this clearly, and so I want you to listen to me carefully, okay? Please, don't you dare feel guilty or ashamed for what we did. I'm fine, I'm in one piece, and sure, my ass is still very red, and it is difficult to sit down for long periods of time, but that's nothing that can't be cured with some time and maybe some aloe vera, so you are welcome to give me a little fanny massage, whenever, you know. Honey, I was there the whole time, begging you to do what you did to me, and so much more. So yes, I think it's really safe to say that I enjoyed it immensely. You really think you could get rid of me that easily? No, you are stuck with me. So. Do you want a hug now? Okay. Come here. You can hold me as long as you want. I don't have anywhere else to be. And I'm sure finding those fuzzy socks is going to be a wild adventure in this house, so. Yeah. You feel a little bit better. Good. Well, for the rest of the day, how about we just go snuggle on the couch? All the blankets, get all snuggly, and burritoed up. And, oh, I will go into the kitchen and whip up all your favorite snacks, bring out some drinks. And we will relax in our little burrito wraps of blankets and snuggle and cuddle and watch whatever you want. I know, yes, this is a momentous occasion. I'm going to let you choose what we watch. I know, yes, thank you. Thank you. You are welcome. So. You go ahead and go sit down, and I will whip everything up and be out in a moment, okay? Okay. Mwah. Okay, snacks and drinks acquired, quest complete. I'll just set all of these down here. Yes, thank you for pulling me down. Yeah, like I said, whatever you want on TV is fine. I know you love this show, and I'm happy to have it on as background noise or to watch it with you. Tonight is all about you. So, suck it up, because you're getting all of my attention, and the cuddles, and the kisses, and the head strokes, and all the things. All the things. Mwah. Yes. Here, you lay on top of me so I can wrap my arms around you and make you the snuggliest person ever. Well, yeah, clearly I love having a U-shaped blanket on me. Why else would I have asked? You're so silly. What was that? Yeah, I kind of hard to hear you when you're mumbling into my boobs like that. No, absolutely not. You are not a bad person for enjoying what we did. We're both consenting adults in this. And I had all my outs with my safe words, and you checked in on me like you always do. And I never took them, because I enjoyed what we were doing. That is the most toxic shit that I have ever heard. Whoever told you that, they should not be domming anybody. And they need to go get themselves right, because that's not okay. No, doms, you, and all other people who dom are humans. I assume, you know? Okay, let's bring it back down. Let me refocus here. You are human. And you are the light of my life. You have thoughts and feelings that are all valid, and you're allowed to feel these things. I know that sometimes with dom drop, it happens after the fact by a couple days. It can take time for your endorphins and adrenaline to come back down to normal levels, because they were so heightened during our scene. And so this is why we have your favorite snacks and drinks and your favorite meat. What? No, I don't see you as less of a dom for requiring or even asking for aftercare. You're as entitled to it as I am. And besides, it's my honor and privilege to provide it to you. You don't have to be strong all the time. It's okay. Oh, really? Okay. Well, how do you expect to be able to be super strong, have everything together, and basically be Wonder Woman and take care of me and do all the other things that you have to do in your life when you aren't feeling okay? How long do you think that's going to be sustainable? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you see where I'm going. So, it's okay to ask for things for yourself. Oh my gosh, wild idea. I know. Okay, yes, I'm being a lot right now, but it's true. You don't have to prioritize your wants and needs below mine. That's not how this is not what I want. We are partners. Even when we play with the power dynamics and everything, it doesn't stop that at the core of everything, we are partners and equals. And I respect the hell out of you, because I know you respect me. And I want to make sure that you're doing okay. And it would be so much easier if you would let me do that more often. Yes. So, like I said, you are entitled to your feelings. They are valid. And you are valid for having them. And just know that I want to be here every step of the way to reassure you that I enjoy what we did and that I'm okay, I'm safe, and that there's nothing for you to feel guilty about, which I know is so much easier said than done, like so many things. But all you have to do is just ask. I'm not going to get annoyed or angry having to say it. I will say it as many times as you need me to, baby. And actually, here, hold my hand. Because you don't even have to open your mouth. Anytime you need me to reassure you tonight, you can just squeeze my hand. And anytime moving forward in the future, you can just hold my hand and squeeze it, and I will know. And I will bestow upon you all of the wonderful things I feel about you, and how happy you make me, how safe you make me feel. Okay? Okay. You're welcome, mistress.